It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Effingham High School in Effingham, Illinois, the site today of Lawrenceville Indian Basketball. As the Lawrenceville Indians play the Chicago Julian Jaguars for 15th place in the 2018 Effingham Tuitopolis Boys Basketball Christmas Classic Tournament. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside, back after a couple of days' absence, as we get set to bring you the Indians and Chicago Julian. The Indians and Julian both trying to get out of town with a win. Both are 0-3 in this tournament. Indians lost to Tuitopolis in the opening round on Thursday, then lost two games yesterday. Indians lost to T-Town by a score of 73-43, then lost to Chicago Brooks yesterday at Tuitopolis, 58-44. Lost here on this floor yesterday afternoon to Altamont, 63-53. And now they try to get out of town, as we mentioned, with a win. Bill, it's been a rough time up here in Effingham County for the Indians, but a chance to salvage the trip with a W here, but it will not be easy.
No, Julian comes into this game with a 3-9 record. It's also obviously lost its three games up here. So, you know, it's just time, maybe a game to see what kind of heart you have, you know. Time to savage something. Not a very big crowd here. The atmosphere's not going to be great. You know, it's just time to dig down deep and try to get a win and take a little bit of something out of this tournament.
All right. Both ball clubs are out getting set for the action here. And we'll have the starting lineups coming up momentarily in the play-by-play. We're back from Carl Richland Memorial Hospital.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Back here at Effingham High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian Basketball here on Light 103. That has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Indians and the Chicago Julian Jaguars getting set for action here. Glad you're with us. And here are the starting lineups for this contest. Chicago Julian will be the home squad. They'll be in the home white uniforms. And the Indians will be the visitors on the scoreboard in the red uniforms. For Chicago Julian, they will start number one, Dagwan Hargrove. He's a freshman. Also starting is number 10, Malik Lucas. He's a junior. Number 14 also in the starting lineup for head coach Brandon Parker. That is Kenneth Story. He is a senior. Jakari Berryhill will be in the starting lineup. Number 15, a junior. And Keyshawn Taylor will start. Number 21, he's a sophomore. So for the Jaguars of Chicago Julian, it is Hargrove, Lucas, Story, Berryhill, and Taylor. Meanwhile, for the Indians of Randy Bishop, who have been beset by injuries, again, Zeus Marsh and Noah Weger both out for this game. It'll be Connor O'Dell in the starting lineup. Connor O'Dell, number 3, a 6-foot senior. Also, R.J. Nelms in the starting lineup, number 5, the 6'2 senior. Jordan Jones, the 6-foot junior, number 32 in the starting lineup. Number 33, Blaine Winningham, the 6'3 junior. And number 35, Jarrett Winkles, the 6'2 junior. So for the Indians of Randy Bishop, it is Odell, Nelms, Jones, Winningham, and Winkles.
Steve, you alluded to the injuries a little bit. We don't know the status really of Zeus Marsh or Noah Wager. We don't know how long either one of those guys is going to be out. Obviously, a big concern probably might be Zeus Marsh with the back injury. I know that he was wearing some kind of padding and trying to protect that in the games leading up to Christmas. And then Wager, what was once described as turf toe, he really doesn't know about that either. They're going to have to look into that a little bit. He thinks that he might have a broken foot, which would be another devastating injury. So they're really going to have to suck it up, and here we go.
Blaine Winningham jumping it up against Keyshawn Taylor in the tap control by the Jaguars of Chicago Julian. Indians start out in a zone. Here is Malik Lucas in the left corner to Hargrove. Hargrove back out, left wing pass to Story. Now top of the key to Lucas. Here's a drive down the lane and a shot up from about 8 off glass. No good. Out of bounds. Last touched by the Jaguars. It'll be Indian basketball. Just underway here. 7:35 to go. Opening quarter. Indians and Chicago Julian scoreless. And then we have a foul. First foul of the day. Charged on Julian. It was on Malik Lucas trying to put pressure on. Man-to-man. Actually zone trapping pressure by the Jaguars. Indians throw over top of it to Odell. He feeds it to our scorer's bench here. Nice catch, Bill.
Thank you. Hands never go away.
There you go. Turnover on the Indians. Indians been beset by turnovers in this tournament and really all year, to be honest with you. And there's a travel out front. Talking about turnovers, Malik Lucas with a walk between the circles, and it'll be Indian basketball at midcourt. We're off to a slow start here. 7:15 to go in the opening quarter. No score. Indians and the Jaguars. Connor Odell across the timeline. In the corner to Jones. Loads up a long three. Is no good from the left side. And the rebound controlled by Julian. By Berryhill. Now a shot up and no good underneath. That was taken down there by Keyshawn Taylor. Now a drive on the baseline by Odell. Left side on the wing to Nelms, top of the key, three-pointer up and in by Odell. Connor Odell with a three, and the Indians lead 3-0. Left side dribble for Malik Lucas, feeds it to the top of the key to Hargrove. Hargrove now leaves it off, top of the key for Story. Now Hargrove on the right wing on the dribble against this Indian zone. With Odell and Nelms at the top of the zone, and the other three behind it. Now the ball tipped away and stolen away by Odell. Heads to the hole. Puts it up from about 8. Didn't get a friendly roll. And the rebound brought down by Lucas. Lucas 1-on-2. Heads to the hole. Knocked away. And we have a held ball. Reaching in there. Jordan Jones, and the held ball is in favor of the Indians. So Indian ball with a 3-0 lead. Again, trapping pressure. Indians throw over top of it to Nelms. Now to Winningham across the timeline. Left side layup is good. And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Blaine Winningham with a nice drive on the baseline. And he'll have a chance to increase the Indian lead. Head coach Brandon Parker not sure about that. Thought that it might have been an NBA continuation. But I guess they didn't count that basket, did they? Free throw up and no good. And the rebound's brought down, so they didn't count that basket. They waved it off. I thought they were going to count it there for a while.
Well, I don't know how you can not count the basket and give him two free throws.
Yeah.
That boggles my mind. Well, they did count the basket now. They were just late putting the points on the board.
Okay.
So it's 5-0.
All right, 5-0. Slow scoreboard operator here on this Saturday morning, as you would imagine. 5:36 to go, opening quarter. 5-0 Indians. 2-3 zone. Again, the Tribe defeated on the baseline. To Keyshawn Taylor. His shot's up, no good. Long rebound. Jones down to Odell. Snowboarding at the other end. He shoots and scores. 7-0 Indians. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter of play here at Effingham. Indians trying to get out of town with a W. Snap their three-game losing skid. Tribe are 5-8. Here is a dribble on the right wing by Hargrove. Left side on the wing to Malik Lucas. Lucas in the left corner. Baseline drive by Story and a traveling violation.
That's a fourth turnover already on the Jaguars 3 minutes into the game. Indians have turned over once. Need to keep this up, and it will be a good result.
Jones inbounding to Winningham, comes to help. Double team. Now the ball stolen away. Underneath, there's a shot up and no good by Lucas. And we have a rebounding foul charged on the Jaguars. And so it'll be Indian basketball underneath the Chicago Julian basket.
Yeah, that's the second foul already on Taylor. And Willie Williams going to make his game debut for the Jaguars. Number four,
a junior, Willie Williams. Here's Jordan Jones across the timeline to Winkles. Now back to Jones. Long three-pointer is off the mark from the top of the key, out of bounds. It'll be Jaguar basketball. 7-0 Indians here. 4:42 to go, opening quarter. Indians with the shutout going. Again, they sag back in that 2-3 zone. Played a lot of zone up here against teams with superior size. Most of the teams have had that against the Indians, except for Altamont. They were fairly evenly matched with the Indians, but these guys are bigger than the Indians. There's a long shot from the left wing, no good, by Story, out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. 7-0 Tribe. Here's Nelms on the right wing. Backs it out now. Now left side to Jones. Now to Odell. Back out front to Nelms. Nelms top of the key to Winkles. Now left wing to Jones. Feeds it cross court on the baseline. Shot up and good by Connor Odell. Nice baseline move left side by Odell.
He now has 7 points. He's made 3 of the 4 shots he's taken.
7 of the 9 belonging to Odell. The Indians lead 9-0. 3:51 to go. Opening quarter play. Top of the key. A long bomb is good. A friendly roll here for Daywan Hargrove, the freshman. 9-3. Now the ball knocked away and stolen away by the Jaguars. Now we have a foul charged against Chicago Julian. So it'll be Indian basketball. Skylar Toole, the first substitution of the day for Randy Bishop, replacing R.J. Nelms in the lineup. Nope, it'll be Julian basketball as they inbound at their own offensive end. 3:30 to go, first quarter, 9-3. Indians. They work it against that zone in the corner right side. Here's Williams letting a long shot go, no good. Rebounded underneath, shot up, blocked away. That was Daylon Fox who had it blocked away, but it's put in on the rebound. Didn't see who that was.
That was Berryhill.
Berryhill now at the other end. Winningham, his jumper is off the side of the backboard, but he was pushed and a foul charged against the Julian Jaguars. Stops the clock with 3:02 to go here in the opening quarter. 9-5 Indians. Blaine Winningham at the line for the Indians, averaging just under 10 points a game, a 67% free throw shooter on the year, and his free throw is up and in. Winningham against Altamont had a solid game, led the Indians in scoring with 17. Second free throw is no good. 1 out of 2. Rebounded by Berryhill. Here come the Jaguars. Top of the key to Fox on the baseline, right through the hands. Berryhill and out of bounds. Turnover on Chicago Julian. Indian ball with 2:52 to go here in the first quarter play. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Saturday morning hoops. Breakfast with the Indians. Here's Connor Odell on the right side dribble. Double team. Now to Winkles. Feeds it underneath to a cutting Skylar Toole. Fall away from about 8 on the right baseline. No good. Rebounded by Story. Underneath a shot up and no good by Fox. And we have a rebounding foul charged on the Indians. So Jaguars will inbound underneath their own hoop. trailing 10-5 with 2:33 to go opening quarter.
Foul on Toole is first.
And it comes out front to Fox. In the corner right side to Story. Story backing it out now. Looks like the Indians now have gone, well, they're still playing a little zone here. But now they double team, feeding in the right corner to Berryhill. Berryhill feeding it underneath, wide open. Here's Fox with a shot up and in. Up and in by Julian, 10-7. Toole against pressure across the timeline to Jones. Right wing baseline pass to Winkles. Now to Jones on the deep right wing. They feed it underneath to Toole on the right baseline. He's cut off there, and the ball stolen away by Berryhill. Off to Williams. Willie Williams will back it out, and Julian will go into a play, trailing now by three. 1:44 to go opening quarter, 10-7. Williams down the lane, tried to feed it underneath, but it's intercepted by Winningham, but he can't keep it in bounds. And out of bounds to Julian. The 30-second timeout, Amber Alfredo Credit Union timeout, 1:37 to go. Opening quarter, 10-7 Lawrenceville on the People's State Bank scoreboard. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Lawrenceville Indian basketball here on Light 103 is brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, local medical professionals caring for local people, by Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville. Chicago Julian basketball on their own hoop off the timeout, trailing 10-7. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here in Effingham. It's Saturday morning. Glad you're with us. Here's Fox out front. Leaves it off for Hargrove. Now to Fox on the deep right wing, feeding into the middle now. And now in the corner, a long, high, arcing jumper is no good by Story. And the rebound to Winkles. Indians want to run. There's Winningham cutting down the lane. Lays it up, no good. And a foul charged on the Jaguars of Chicago Julian. So Blaine Winningham will go to the line for Indian free throws.
He's one of three tonight. Needs to make these.
Free throw on its way and no good off the back iron. Too hard. The Indians not a good free throw shooting team on the season. In fact, they're a 67% free throw shooting team overall. Missed the second one and the rebound brought down by Willie Williams. It'll bring it up himself across the timeline between the circle dribble. 1:04 to go, our opening quarter, 10-7. I mean, that score has been that way for a while now. Neither of these teams can get anything going offensively. Steal by Odell, and he heads to the hole, lays it up and in. Connor Odell continuing a strong first quarter with another basket. 12-7 Indians, 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Down the lane is Williams, feeds it underneath to Berryhill. Now a shot in the lane is no good by Fox, and we have a foul. Oh, a 3-second violation. See those much anymore, although we've seen more this year than in the past. And it comes to Toole across the timeline to Winkles. Almost traveled. Now the ball is deflected away from Toole. Now the Indians throw it away.
That's the fifth turnover here in the first quarter for Lawrenceville. Fortunately, Julian's turned over seven times. That's kind of keeping the Indians out front.
Jaguars will bring it up across the timeline. 25 seconds to go. Let's see how they want to play it here. Indians still in that 2-3 zone. Out front is Williams in the left corner to Story. His baseline jumper is off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for. Winningham comes away with it for the Indians. Outlet pass to Winkles. Winkles on the left wing. Feeds it back out front to Odell. Three-pointer on the way by Connor. Off the front iron, no good. The rebound controlled by Berryhill as the first quarter comes to a close. At the end of one here on the People's State Bank scoreboard in this 15th place game, the Effingham Teutopolis Tournament, Lawrenceville 12, And Chicago Julian 7. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Happy holidays from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season.
Indian Basketball brought your way by Best Way Express. Call 833-BESTWAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting. By Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Action underway here in the second quarter. Chicago Julian with the ball, trailing 12-7. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here in Effingham. They work the ball to the top of the key to Fox. Fox driving to left side, ball deflected away by Jones, but recovered on the left side by Kenneth Story. Story between the circles, now hounded out there by Toole. Now top of the key to Fox, left side to Story. Now in the left corner to Williams. Willie Williams down the baseline, left side, has the ball deflected away, intercepted by the Indians. Indians with a 3-on-2 break. It's Toole to the hole, lays it up, no good, but it's tapped up and in by Winningham, following the shot nicely. And the Tribe have doubled the lead on the Jaguars, 14-7, 7-5 to go, 7:05 to go here in the opening quarter. Long down court heave to Berryhill, back out front, top of the key to Fox. Fox now will send it to the right side on the wing to Story. In the left corner to Juwan Wilkerson, just into the game. Now they try a baseline pass underneath, and it was last touched by the Indians. It'll be Jaguar basketball. Here comes Johnny Taylor into the game as Coach Brandon Parker making liberal use of his bench. Taylor will be the trigger man in left side to Williams. Back out top of the key to Fox. Fox for instructions. Right wing pass to Taylor. Off glass at the top of the 14-9 Indians, 6:25 to go, second quarter. Across the timeline, Toole in the middle to Jones. Underneath to Nelms, fakes, shoots, no good. And the rebound brought down by Taylor. Now stolen away by Odell. Odell on the left wing, now to Jones, top of the key. Left side on the wing again to Odell, and the Indians will set up. Left side pass to Toole, top of the key to Odell. Long three by Connor, off the mark. And the rebound out of bounds. It'll be Jaguar basketball. 6 minutes exactly to go here in this second quarter of play. Now the Indians have extended their pressure to a 2-1-2 trap, and it comes away with a steal as they throw it away. Winningham intercepts. Now to Nelms. Left side to Toole in the middle to Winningham. Underneath to Nelms. Fakes, shoots, and scores. R.J. Nelms.
Yeah, first bucket of the game for R.J.
5:35 to go here in the second quarter. 16-9. Indians, 5:30 to go. Now, ball out of bounds, thrown away.
That's the 10th turnover on Chicago Julian. Three here in the second quarter. Lawrenceville's turned it over five times. See, that first quarter, the Indians were 5 of 9 shooting, 1 of 3 from three-pointers, only 1 of 5 from the foul line. Julian shot 3 for 11, 1 of 2 three-pointers.
Logan Williams into the game for the Indians. First appearance of the day for him. Here's Toole on the left baseline. Feeds it underneath to Nelms. Back out top of the key. Long three-pointer by Odell. Off the mark. No good. And Williams with the rebound for Chicago Julian. Across the timeline on the left side. Down the lane to the hole. Throws it up over Winningham. No good. Battles for his own rebound. Tied up by Blaine. And the possession arrow is in favor of the Indians. So with 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter, it'll be Indian basketball. The Indians didn't realize it was their ball. Now they do. Williams will be the trigger man. 4:58 to go as the clock moves here. 16-9. Here is Odell on the deep left wing. Back out top of the key to Williams. Right side to Toole. There's Nelms, double team. Dribbles away from pressure on the right wing. Top of the key. Whittingham wide open underneath. So wide open, he traveled.
Yeah, exactly. He was so wide open, he couldn't believe it and took a couple of steps before putting the ball on the deck. That is the sixth turnover on Lawrenceville.
Julian basketball trailing by 7, 16-9. Low scoring affair thus far, 4:35 to go. Second quarter of play. Across the timeline, Daquan Hargrove, freshman. Leaves it off top of the key for Barry Hill. Now back out front to Hargrove again, left side. Feeds it to Williams. Williams back out front to Hargrove. Hargrove in the left corner now to Taylor. Now down the lane, a floating shot up and no good. Taken there by Hargrove, rebounded by the Indians. Up the floor they come. Here's Toole taking it to the hole, left side, and a foul charge. Nope, a traveling violation on Skyler Toole. But maybe for a minute there he was going to be fouled. Eli Ivers into the game. First appearance of the day for him, replacing Skyler Toole. So Randy Bishop also liberally going to his bench here early on in the game. 16-9 Indians, 3:50 to go, second quarter play. Hargrove at the top of the key, leaves it off there for Barry Hill. Now to Taylor. Top of the key on the dribble is Wilkerson. Wilkerson now back off to Hargrove. Hargrove picked up by Ivers. Looks like the Indians have gone man-to-man now. After playing zone most of the majority of this first half, they've gone man-to-man as they switch. Top of the key, Wilkerson down the lane. His floater is off glass and good in the lane.
4 points off the bench for Wilkerson.
Jerron Wilkerson, 11 for the Jaguars, 16 for the Indians. 3:08 to go here in the second quarter play. Now the Indians slow it up. Winningham at the high post. Off to Nelms in the corner. Williams a long three. This one's off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Wilkerson of Jaguars. Long three-pointer, good from the right wing by Hargrove. Daquan Hargrove, all of a sudden a little move here by the Jaguars, and they're down by only two. 16-14, 2:40 to go. Winningham in the middle on the left baseline. Shot up, no good. Nelms with the rebound. Throws it in, but he throws it right to the Jaguars, and they have numbers. Here is Willie Williams back out top of the key to Hargrove, and there's a traveling violation on Wilkerson, turning the ball over for Chicago Julian.
Another new player in for Julian, it's Jalen Snow. Shaw.
16-14 Indians. Williams to Winningham at the top of the key at the high post. Now he dribbles to the lane, lays it up and in. Nice move down the lane. Right side.
7 points now for Blaine.
By Blaine Winningham. And the Indians lead by 4, 18-14. 2:03 to go here in the second quarter of play. Deep in the right corner is Hardy. I should say Wilkerson. Now the ball stolen away. Odell sneaking in there and taking it away. Feeds it to Ivers on the left wing. Now to Odell. Loads up a long three. Got it. Connor Odell continuing to play well here in the first half.
Yeah, he's got 12 points now.
12 of the 21 belonging to number 3, Connor Odell. Indians lead 21-14. In the lane is Wilkerson. His jumper is no good from about 12 feet. Rebounded by Odell. Odell feeding it to Williams. Loads up a three. Left side. Got it. Logan Williams had time to set his feet and zero in. And all of a sudden, the Indian lead, which was down to two, back up to 10. 24-14. A minute 14 to go. Second quarter and a reach-in foul charged on the try.
That's only the third foul on Lawrenceville. Julian's only committed five. That foul was on Eli Ivers, his first.
So the Jaguars will inbound underneath their own hoop. Hargrove doing the honors, feeds it in left side to Shaw, Jalen Shaw. Top of the key, a long bomb off the mark. However, rebounded by Berryhill. Long shot from the top of the key was taken by Hargrove. Berryhill the rebound and a foul charged on the Indians. Minute 5 to go, second quarter. 24-14, Lawrenceville. In the left corner is Shaw. Shaw on the dribble. Has the ball knocked away, stolen away. Williams with it. Loose ball to Nelms. Nelms on the left wing. Feeds underneath to Williams. Cutting to the hole. Has it blocked away from behind. Good block there by Hardy. Now down the lane. In the lane. Up and in. That was by Jalen Shaw. 24-16. 40 seconds to go. Second quarter. Nelms on the dribble. And he's bumped and fouled by Shaw. Stops the clock with 37.2 seconds to go. The Indians will inbound at side court, right in front of the Julian bench. Eli Ivers will trigger it in. Getting it in now to Williams. Loses the handle, and it's stolen away. Stolen away by Hargrove. He lays it up and in, but he's called for traveling. Indians did a good job of hustling back after that turnover and bothering what would have been an easy basket. And a Julian turnover. 24-16, Indians, a chance to take a final shot if they so desire. And they slow it down with 28 seconds to go here in the second quarter with an 8-point lead. Here's Ivers in the right corner to Nelms. Now the ball taken away but recovered by Winningham at the top of the key. Feeding underneath now to Ivers. Back out front to Odell. Now to Williams in the corner. Long jumper in and out. No good. And the right length, but just wouldn't go down. Now Hargrove at the other end throws it up and in, but he's called for a charge. Wipe off the hoop. Daguan Hargrove, the freshman, out of control, ran over to the defender. And the Indians have it. They'll have to travel the length of the court in 4.7 seconds, leading 24-16. 4.7 seconds to go here. No pressure put on by Julian. Here's Odell. His long three-pointer is no good. In fact, it stuck between the basket and the basketball backboard. Couldn't have placed it there more perfect. But as it is, a good first half for the Indians. But we said that before in this tournament, a good first half by the Indians. Still a lot of basketball to go. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, halftime, it's Lawrenceville 24, Chicago Julian 16. We're back with the halftime report coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing financial institutions, and for good reason. Your CNB offers all the latest technologies in banking, like new mobile wallets for tap and pay on your phone, e-notifications for your daily balance of purchases, bill pay, person-to-person transfers for you, your family, and your business. It's smart, safe, secure online mobile banking, all under your CNB account. No hidden fees, just banking the way you need it.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Sweet Teas and Sippin' in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sippin', is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sippin's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sippin'
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Back here at Effingham High School, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian basketball from the Effingham to Autopolis Holiday Classic Christmas Tournament. So far, so good in this 15th place game. It's the Indians leading the Chicago Julian Jaguars 24-16. Indian basketball is brought your way by Ambrol Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Ambrol Federal Credit Union. And by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family in the time of need. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bobitz Pizza halftime report. Bill Richardson has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Well, Steve, Lawrenceville got off to a great start in this game. Odell hit a couple of three-pointers. Actually, hit three three-pointers very early. That led to a nine-nothing Indian lead. Chicago Julian was able to get as close as 3 points in the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, Julian was able to close to within 3 points also. Lawrenceville led 12-7 at the stop. But the Indians have never trailed in this game. Pretty good performance. Leading the scoring for Lawrenceville is Odell with 12 points. Winningham has 7. Williams hit the three-pointer off the bench. Nelms hit a basket for 2 points. Jordan Jones started and has not scored. Winkles and Toole played off the bench. They didn't score for the Indians in the first half. For Chicago Julian's Jaguars, Hargrove leads away with 6 points. Wilkerson has 4. Shaw and Fox both with 2. Shooting for the Indians. Lawrenceville is 10 of 23 from the field, 3 of 10 from three-point range. All those three-pointers belonging to Odell. Lawrenceville has shot the game's only free throws. The Indians are but 1 of 5 from the foul line tonight, but Julian has not been to the foul stripe, so Lawrenceville 1 of 5, Chicago Julian has not shot a free throw. Julian has shot 7 of 20 from the floor, 2 of 4 from three-point range. Turnovers are again a big story here. Julian's turned it over 14 times, 7 in each quarter. Lawrenceville's turned it over but 8 times. Rebounds, Julian has a 15-11 edge on the boards. Winningham is Lawrenceville's leading rebounder with 4 points. So the Indians have led it all the way. They're up 8 here at halftime.
We're back with more here on the halftime report after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bogue's Pizza.
Bogue's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bogue's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bogue's can bring you?
Yes, and Bogue's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bogue's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here on the halftime report, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indians leading 24-16, Bill. As I mentioned before, Indians have had good half to play here before. Now the key is if they can put together another good half of play. Third quarter usually has been a bugaboo for the Tribe here in this tournament. Against Chicago Brooks, they had a five-point lead, lost it in the third quarter, and also led by five against Altamont last night, but had to dissipate away.
Right. So I guess I we should hope there's a lesson learned from that, and maybe the Indians can continue to pull away here. Doing a really good job at the defensive end. You know, they're limiting Julian to about 33% shooting, and as we've seen when Lawrenceville wins games this year, it tends to force a lot of turnovers in those wins, and the Indians have forced 14 turnovers here in the first half, made nine themselves. So, you know, I think Randy would be pleased with what's going on at the defensive end, maybe even more than what's happening at the offensive end, although Odell is having a big night. He has made five of ten shots. He's hit a couple of three-pointers, one in each quarter, to that built the Indian lead. And there was a stretch there in the third quarter. See, we failed to mention this, that Julian had closed it to 14-11, and the Indians went on a nice run there. Williams had his three-pointer during that stretch, and, of course, Odell started that run with a three-pointer of his own, kind of helped the Indians extend the lead back out to now 8 points here at halftime.
That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bobas Pizza halftime report. We're back in a minute with the second half. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Indian basketball here on Light 103, brought your way by Wabash General Hospital. People you know, helping people you love. By Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett. And by KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Glad you're with us for Indian basketball here from Effingham. Julian with the ball to begin the third quarter of play, trailing by 8, 24-16. Indians still, well, they went back to zone. Now the pass right through the hands of Keyshawn Taylor and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Indians with their original starters out there. Odell, Winkles, Jones, Winningham, Holmes. It's like the same for Julian. Here's Winkles on the left wing, left corner on the baseline to Jones. Top of the key to Odell. Three-pointer on the way. Got it again. Connor Odell having one of his finest games of the year.
Yeah, he started the game with a three-pointer. He starts the second half with a three-pointer.
27-16, Indians by 11. Ball knocked away by Winkles underneath. Good defense. Now Winningham is tied up as reaching in to tie him up was Berryhill. And the possession arrows in favor of the Tribe. So the Indians will have the ball, possessing an 11-point lead. Just underway here in the third quarter. 27-16. Here's Winningham. Now up to Odell. Another three-pointer on the way. This one too hard. And way out of bounds by Odell. So it'll be Julian basketball. 7:07 to go, and the clock moving here in the third quarter of play in this 15th place game of the Effingham Tua Topless Holiday Classic Tournament. Malik Lucas out front now on the baseline. Short jumper is blocked out of bounds by Jones. A jumper out of the corner there by Kenneth Story. As Julian Senior, it'll be Jaguar basketball underneath their own hoop. In it comes to Barry Hill. He has the ball deflected away. Now recovered out front by Taylor. And a jumper is good from the left side by Hargrove. He managed to corral a loose ball and hit the jumper. 27-18, a 9-point Indian lead. Nelms on the right wing on the dribble. Away from pressure. Now throws it to Jordan Jones on the baseline. Winningham banks it home from a tough angle on the right baseline. 29-18. Indians by 11 again. Ball deflected away by Odell. Recovered, however, by the Jaguars. Here's a high arcing shot in the lane. Is off, no good. Nelms is tied up by Barry Hill. Possession arrow in favor of Chicago Julian. Trigger man will be Story. Looking to get it in. Looking. It's an out front. Here's a long jumper. Is off the mark and out of bounds. That long jumper well off the mark by Daquan Hargrove. So the Indians with an 11-point lead. Looking to extend it here. 29-18 with 6 minutes to go by the time Odell brings it across the timeline to go in the third quarter. There's a long cross-court pass over the hand of R.J. Nelms and out of bounds. Those are the kind of things there that really irritate a veteran coach like Randy Bishop. Unforced errors. Indians with some trapping pressure, and that forces an error as the Julian throws it over the top of the head of Jakari Berryhill. Don't have their sizes listed here, but he's one of the taller Jaguars. And that went well over his head. Now a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a 30-second break. Ambrolfredo Credit Union timeout. 30-second timeout. People State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 29, Chicago Julian 18. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Off the timeout, Indians inbounding, leading 29-18. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here in Effingham. R.J. Nelms on the right wing, top of the key to Odell, left side to Jones. Haven't heard much from him here in this game after a good start. Now the ball knocked away from Winkles. He recovers. Top of the key to Odell, right side to Jones. On the baseline to Nelms. Beats it in the middle, but it's intercepted. Intercepted, and heading to the hole is Malik Lucas. Missed the shot, but the rebound up and in by Kenneth Story. 29-20, Indians by 9. Here's Winkles on the left baseline. Puts up a shot, no good. Long rebound is run down by the Jaguars. Now a held ball. Now actually really a foul as R.J. Nelms rolled over onto the prone Chicago Jaguar player. That was 21. Keyshawn Taylor, and a foul on RJ. He's trying to go for the ball, but the body got in the way.
First foul of the game on RJ. First on the Indians the second half.
Again, the Tribe in the 2-3 zone. They feed it on the baseline right side to Berryhill, but he throws it away. Odell with another steal. Off to Nelms on the right wing. Back to Odell. He'll let teammates get into position. Here's Winkles on the left wing, down underneath to Winningham, who turns, shoots, and scores from in close, about 5 feet. Good entry pass by Winkles, and the Indians lead by 11 again, 31-20. Barry Hill back out front to Lucas. Now he to Hargrove, and he waits for an offensive play. Left side three-pointer is on the mark. Saved inbounds, however, by Malik Lucas, who will bring it back out, and they'll try again. Here is Taylor in the middle. Ball knocked away from behind. Hargrove now to a snowbirding Odell, lays it up and in. Indians' Connor Odell having a big, big game here. 33-20, a 13-point lead. There's a pass over the head of Barry Hill. And it'll be Indian basketball as Tool checks in for Nelms in the Indian lineup.
That is 17 points tonight for Odell, and Winningham has 11. And the Julian Jaguars continue to turn it over here, Steve. In the second half, they had 14 at halftime. They're up to 20 turnovers.
Cross-court skip pass left side to Tool. He lets it go from about 12. No good. Rebounded by Jones, up and in.
First bucket of the night for Jordan Jones. Big one.
Yep, rebound by Jones on the offside. 35-20, a 15-point inning lead. I think that's the biggest of the day. Here is Julian, a shot up in the lane, no good, but tapped up and in. Up and in by Story off the miss. 35-22, Indians. In the middle to Winningham, left side to Jones. Now underneath to Tool, but off his hands and out of bounds. Right idea by the Indians, but poor execution on that play. Tua would have been open for a shot, but the pass was off the mark. Randy Bishop's offense is predicated on you being where you're supposed to be when the pass arrives. When you're not, you look bad. Here's the ball tipped away by Winkles, and he steals it away. Nice play by Jarrett. Here's Odell in the right corner, feeds on it to Winningham. His off-balance jumper is off, no good. Rebound brought down by Barry Hill. Off outlet pass to Hargrove. He lets it go from the left side. No good from about 12. Rebounded by Barry Hill. Up no good. And a foul charge on Blaine Winningham of the Indians.
This will be the first foul shots of the game for Chicago Julian.
2:41 to go in the third quarter, and they're just shooting their first foul shots.
Of course, the Indians have only shot five tonight.
35-22. Indians on top, free throw on its way, and good by Jakari Berryhill. J-A-K-A-R-I. Junior, don't have their sizes listed here, but again, he's probably the tallest of the Jaguar players. Free throws missed that one. He gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good, but he was hacked on the arm, and will go back to the free throw line. That's what happens when you fail to box out on the free throw shooter. Another thing that drives veteran coaches crazy, not boxing out on the free throw shooter on free throws, and they get the rebound.
Foul was on Winkles. His first of the game, third on the Indians here in the second half. Julian is yet to foul in the second half. Jordan Jones is going to come into the game now, replace Winkles. So Barry Hill was just 1-2 at the line a second ago, and he's going to go back and try for some more.
Jakari Barry Hill, his free throw on its way and good. The spectacled Jakari Barry Hill. Only player on the floor with glasses. Free throw up and in. 35-25, and the lead is 10. Winningham across the timeline to Jones on the right side dribble to the right baseline. Bumped and fouled on his way to the hole by Barry Hill. So the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. 2:34 to go, third quarter. 35-25. Indians. Blaine Winningham, the trigger man, in the right corner to Jones. Now on the right wing to Tool. In the right corner to Winningham. A line drive three is up and in. Blaine showing his range with that line drive three from the right side. Indians lead 38-25. Now a three-on-one break. Barry Hill heads to the hole and is blocked by Blaine Winningham. He was the last defender on that three-on-one break. Tried to take the charge, but got the block. And there's Barry Hill back of the line again. Nope, they say he was not in the act of shooting. So the Jaguars will inbound under their own hoop.
That was the third foul on Blaine Winningham here. He's the only player in either team in any kind of trouble.
Steal by Jones. Long down court heave to Odell. One-on-one. Heads to the hole. Shot up. No good from the right side. The ball out of bounds. Last touched by the Jaguars. It'll be Indian basketball. Here comes Johnny Taylor into the game off the bench for Brandon Parker. Head coach of the Jaguars of Chicago Julian High School. Into Odell, left side, back out front to Jones, between the circles. Left side to Nelms on the wing. Little zone action now by the Jaguars. There's a jumper from the corner by Nelms. It's good, a three ball. R.J. Nelms from the left side. A three-pointer. Indians extend the lead, 41-25, a minute 50 to go, third quarter. Here's Barry Hill's jumper off, no good. Rebound controlled by Winningham. Now to Odell on the right baseline, goes to the hole, lays it up and in. Odell, the Indians beat the Jaguars down the floor. 43-25, 18-point lead. Down the lane, and now here's a fast break opportunity, no good. Shot was missed by Taylor on the fast break opportunity. Now a foul on, or a turnover, I think.
It was a jump ball.
Oh, a jump ball. Okay, held possession.
Tie up goes to the Indians.
Here's Nelms on the left baseline trying to go to the hole. Lost the ball on the dribble out of bounds. It'll be Jaguar basketball. A minute 20 to go, third quarter. 43-25 Indians. And 17, here's Barry Hill to the hole. His floater in the lane is no good for about 6 feet off the dribble. Rebounded by Nelms, off to Jones. Jones across the timeline. Ball deflected away and intercepted. Intercepted by Keyshawn Taylor. Now off to Cargrove. He gets it across the timeline to Taylor, but Taylor takes a walk. Travel on Chicago Julian. 58.4 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Winningham left side to Nelms, open the 12-footer, off the mark, no good, out of bounds. It'll be Jaguar basketball. Logan Williams getting set to check back in here with 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Indians with trapping pressure, half court, and stepping on the sideline was Keyshawn Taylor, turning it over. So it'll be Indian basketball.
Yeah, 10 turnovers on the Jaguars this quarter, 24 in the game. Got to be the biggest reason why the Indians are winning the way they are.
43-25. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Indians working it on the perimeter of this zone. Here's Odell in the middle now to Winningham through his legs and intercepted by Barry Hill. Off to Hargrove. Hargrove left side, they feed it underneath to Barry Hill, lays it up and in. Nice pass there from Malik Lucas to Barry Hill, 43-27. Now Winningham underneath to Williams. Back out to Toole, left side three-pointer by Skyler. Got it. Skyler Toole had a good game in the loss to Altamont off the bench with 10 points. Hits that bucket. Now at the other end, a shot up and in from an awkward angle by Hargrove. Hargrove with a quick move. Now Winningham's half quarter, it's good! It counts. Lane Winningham, a three ball off the dribble from the right wing right at the end of the quarter. So after three quarters here in Effingham on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Lawrenceville 49 and Chicago Julian 29, a 20-point lead. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here at Effingham, ready for the fourth quarter play. Lawrenceville Indians 49, Chicago Julian 29. Indian basketball brought your way by WTHI-TV and also by Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville Banking Center. Indians with a 20-point lead heading into the final 8 minutes. Off the quarter break, here's a three-pointer, is no good. Taken by Hargrove. Toole with a rebound. Long down court heave to Williams. Left side heads to the hole as it blocked away out of bounds. Berryhill got a piece of it along with Jerron Wilkerson. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Blaine Winningham will inbound. Does out front to Odell. Top of the key to Williams. Right side on the wing to Toole. Dribbles from the right baseline. Cut off there. Now has the ball stripped away and stolen away by Johnny Taylor. Indian turnover. Now the ball stolen away by Odell to Toole. Toole lets the traffic clear. Now off to Williams. Back to Toole at the top of the key. Right side to Odell. Three-pointer. No good. Long rebound. Run down in the corner by Taylor of Julian. He's on the right side dribble. Feeds it out front between the circles. Down the lane is Malik Lucas. And we have a held ball. Somebody reached in there and tied it up for the Indians. Possession arrow in favor of the Tribe. 6:55 to go in the game. 49-29 Indians. A 20-point lead. It's Toole, left side to Williams on the wing. Feeds it to the left baseline to Jones. Jones back out to Williams on the right wing. Now left side. Odell in the corner of three. This one's too hard. Off the mark. Rebound tapped around. And brought down by Taylor of Julian. Taylor goes to the right baseline. Shot up, no good. Tried to run down his own rebound, but the loose ball brought down. Now stolen away by Taylor. Back out front. Here's a baseline drive. Now top of the key, a three, up and in. Good ball movement there by Julian. Lucas with a three ball. And it's 49-32 with 6:12 to go in the game. Skyler Toole lobs underneath to Jones as the ball knocked away out of bounds by Berryhill. It'll be Indian basketball. 49-32, 17-point Indian lead. Winningham back out front to Odell, between the circles to Toole. Ball deflected away and intercepted by Wilkerson. Indian turnover. Now to Hargrove, between the circle dribble, waits for his teammates, and they'll go into an offensive set. Hargrove down the lane, feeds it to Taylor. His long three-pointer off the mark, no good. Loose ball rebound brought down by Berryhill. Back out to Taylor, top of the key. Hargrove, another three. This one off the mark. Long rebound run down by Jones. Long down court heave. And there's Williams having the ball blocked away, but he got hammered on the body. Trying to put it up with the opposite hand. Trying to put it up with the left hand. He'll go to the line.
Yeah, the Indians' first two free throws of the second half. A foul was on Hargrove. Only two on the Jaguars in this half. Two fouls on Hargrove. Here's Williams shooting two.
Free throw on its way by Logan Williams up and in. Cale Powell into the game for the Indians, replacing Skyler Toole, I think. Yep.
Parkman going to come in too.
Free throw up and in. Toole heads for the locker room. Some reason.
Okay, first action of the day for both Powell and Parkman.
Yeah, Damon Parkman in there. And he almost came away with a steal. Here is a drive down the lane. A shot up and no good by Taylor. Foul charged on the Indians. And Johnny Taylor heading to the line, the junior. Five on his back for Chicago Julian.
That was on Parkman. obviously his first.
Free throw on its way and in. Unusual free throw style there by Johnny Taylor. But it's effective. Got the ball in the basket. That's all you ask. Another free throw coming up here. On its way and good.
Boy, he does have a weird stroke.
Kind of twist his wrist as he's throwing it up there. Here's Powell feeding it to Parkman. Parkman on the dribble, now left side and right to the Indian bench. Turnover on the try.
That's 19 on Lawrenceville. Julian has 26.
51-34. Indians, 5:20 to go in the game. Trapping pressure, they throw over top of it. Here's Taylor, left side, is shot up, no good. Rebound is brought down by Wilkerson, missed underneath. And battling for the rebound, Williams off to Parkman. Now to Odell. Odell, right side of the basket, underneath to Winningham. He lays it up at an awkward angle, no good. Rebound is controlled by Malik Lucas. Now at the other end, the ball is stripped away on a shot attempt by Wilkerson as the pace quickens. Here's Parkman at the free throw line. Now backs it out, double team, left side to Powell, loads up a three, no good. And the rebound brought down by Jaguars at the other end. Here's a shot up, no good, by Fox, and a foul charged on Powell, Cale Powell of the Indians. 4:41 to go in the game. The clock stopped at this juncture, 51-34, Indians on top. Trying to pick up win number 6 on the year. Free throw up and in by Dalen Fox, the junior. Now Eldridge Hardy into the game. First time we've seen him here today, a senior. And also into the game is Willie Williams. We have seen him earlier in this contest. Free throw on its way, no good. The rebound brought down by Parkman. Now off to Williams, across the timeline to Powell on the right side dribble to the free throw line. Now between the circles, left side to Odell. Connor Odell and Blaine Winningham, the only starters out there for the Indians, here with 4:25 to go in the game. Parkman on the right side dribble. Now to Odell. Now left side to Williams on the wing to Odell, cutting to the hole, can't handle the pass, and it's out of bounds. Indians ran a nice play there. Odell, all he had to do was catch it and lay it in, but catching it was the hard part. Now at the other end, Taylor, a jumper. Actually a layup from the right side on the baseline, but he's fouled and will go to the line for free throws.
Fourth foul on playing.
I'm sorry, it's against Chicago Julian. Here's Cale Powell deep on the right wing. Now to Odell between the circles. 4 minutes to go in the contest. Logan Williams left side. Left corner to Parkman. Parkman back to Powell on the wing. Right side on the wing to Odell. Cross-court skip pass to Powell. Indians spreading the floor here and making Julian play chase. Winningham in the middle, heads to the hole. Feeds it off now. Williams right side jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Parkman. Up and in. Damon Parkman with the basket. Number 0 for the Indians. 53-35, Lawrenceville. Now a steal by Odell. Shot up and in from 5 underneath. Connor Odell blowing the bugle for the Indian Cavalry here today. Long jumper is off the mark from the right side. Rebounded by Odell. Connor Odell lets traffic clear. Now brings it up right side. Now backs it out. The Indians will eat some more clock. 3:07 to go in the game. 55-35, Indians by 20. Here's Williams, a baseline drive, left side, no good. Loose ball recovered by Julian, but however, stepping on the end line was Willie Williams, turning it over. So it will be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. 35 for Julian, 55 for the Indians. Parkman out front to Odell, thought about a long three, now to Powell. Parkman in the right corner, back to Powell on the right wing. Tried to feed underneath the bounce pass to Eli Ivers, but intercepted. Intercepted by Fox. Now to Taylor on the right wing. Back out to Williams. Cross-court skip pass now to Fox. Fox driving down the lane. Now another drive down the lane and a floater up and in by Johnny Taylor. These guys like to drive that lane. 55-37, 2:20 to go in the contest. Connor Odell out front. Powell to back to Odell as they play pitch and catch. And Odell backs it out. No hurry, the Indians with a big lead. 2:08 to go in the game. As the Stone song goes, time is on the Indian side. In fact, enough time. Randy Bishop wants a timeout. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 2:03 to go in the game. Lawrenceville 55, Chicago Julian 37. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at Effingham, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, 2:03 to go in the game. Lawrenceville 55 and Chicago Julian 37. Indian basketball brought your way by Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville. They're famous for their delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one? Well, you can't have one now. They're closed.
Okay.
But when
how
they're open,
one later?
When they're open, who can you call?
You can call 943-2612. That's Bob's Pizza. They'll be open later.
Yes. 55-37, 2 minutes to go in the game. Eli Ivers off to Cale Powell. Connor Odell, the only Indian starter now out there. Winkle's back into the game, replacing Winningham. 1:49 to go. Odell left side to Powell on the wing. Cale on the dribble. Number 23 off to Odell between the circles. Indians spread the floor again, making Julian play chase here with this big lead. 1:35 to go. Eli Ivers in the right corner. Feeds it in the middle to Odell. Right through his hands. Here comes Johnny Taylor to the other end as the ball slipped away from behind by good defensive Cale Powell.
Yeah, Cale Powell did a really good job of catching up and slapping that ball away as Taylor went in for the layup.
So it'll be Jaguar basketball underneath their own hoop. Ball stolen away by Odell. Now to Winkles. Bounce pass left side to Powell. Heads to the hole and is hammered and fouled. And he'll go to the line for free throws with a minute 22 to go in the game.
Well, that was kind of a hard foul there. First foul on Taylor.
No question, Bill. The best game we've seen Connor Odell play all year long. Offensively and defensively. Free throw no good by Powell.
He's got 21 points tonight. Missed that first free throw. He's going to go for 22.
Powell?
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, Powell's at the line. Second free throw no good. And the ball tapped out of bounds. Last touched by an Indian. It'll be Jaguar basketball. Minute 21 to go in the game, 55-37. Looks like the Indians are going to snap their three-game losing skid and finish 15th in the 16-team field. Minute 10 to go, 55-37. Out front is Willie Williams, one-on-one going against Powell. Trying to take him on the dribble, shoots over the top of him and scores. Willie Williams, one-on-one. Good move. 54 seconds to go in the game. 55-39. Now Williams has the ball knocked away. Now recovered underneath to Williams. He has it blocked out of bounds. Blocked there by Eldridge Hardy. It'll be Indian basketball. Underneath their own hoop, Parkman will inbound it. Winkles in the left corner. Back out front to Powell. Now in the middle to Parkman, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Hardy. Hardy across the timeline on the dribble. Right side. The ball knocked out of bounds by Winkles with 35.2 seconds to go. 55-39 Indians. No suspense here in this one. And it comes to Dalen Fox. Looks like they're going to let him go one-on-one against Williams. Down the lane. Back out front. Shot no good. Rebound is controlled by Hardy, and a foul charged on the Indians. 23 seconds to go in this one. 55-39, Lawrenceville. Free throw coming up here. On its way and no good by Hardy. Rebounded by Winkles off to Parkman. Indians in control. Across the timeline, Parkman has the ball slapped away from behind. Now out front, here is Johnny Taylor. Has the ball blocked away. Eli Ivers got a piece of that. Out of bounds with 8 seconds to go. Wow, what a block by Eli. Showed some hops there. 8 seconds to go. Inbounding will be Willie Williams out front to Fox. Fox again going to go one-on-one. Left side three-pointer off the mark. And the Indians have picked up a victory. Final score here, Lawrenceville Indians 55 and Chicago Julian 39. So Julian falls to 3-10, while the Indians improve to 6-8 as they try to get back to the 500 mark after a tough tournament here, winning one out of four games. But they did win one, and that was one of the goals of Randy Bishop. We'll hear from the coach coming up after we take a break here. Final score again on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville Indians 55, Chicago Julian 39. Back in 3 minutes with the postgame show. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraer Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the
game.
Buddy.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraer Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School
Sports.
Does
that count what we're playing right
now? Go Tees.
Okay.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Happy holidays from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at the Health Department in Lawrence County. We here feel privileged to be able to offer certain valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the player of the game.
Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season.
You're independent.
I
so
forgot
are
to give a player of the
People's
game.
State Bank is a locally owned independent bank.
That
because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank.
Hey.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs.
Okay.
They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press one, press two, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Effingham High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian basketball from the Effingham to Autopolis Holiday Christmas Tournament. Lawrenceville Indians have won their finale here, finishing 1-3 in this tournament, beating Chicago Julian handily, 55-39. Indians in control throughout this contest. I guess really they were challenged. The lead was 2 at one point. That was about as close as Julian would get. And the Indians pick up the victory by a score of 55-39. It's time now for the Hoax Hair Studio post-game report. And Bill has a look at some numbers on this game.
Yeah, looking at the scoring first, Steve, for the Indians, Connor O'Dell, big day, had 21 points, hit three three-pointers on the day. Blaine Winningham was right behind with 17 points, and he hit a couple of free throws in that, a couple of three-pointers in that third quarter when the Indians were pulling away. 5 points for R.J. Nelms, 5 points off the bench for Williams. He hit a three-pointer. Two will finish with 3 points. 2 points for Parkman. Winkle started, did not score. Playing off the bench but not scoring were Ivers and Powell. Leading the way for Chicago Julian, Hargrove was the only guy in double points, double figures with 10 points. Barry Hill finished with 7. Indians led it 12-7 at the first quarter, pulled away a little bit, led 24-16 at halftime, but I think the third quarter was the big one. The Indians outscored Julian in that third quarter 25-13, led 49-29 after three quarters, basically put the game away. And here's Coach Miller.
Blaze Kimmel with us, Indian assistant coach, as the Indians pick up the victory here by a score of 55-39. I know Randy told us yesterday one of your goals was to win a game up here. Guys put together a pretty good performance led by Connor O'Dell.
Yep, Connor O'Dell really picked it up the past 2 days, actually. With those two of our scorers being out, we told him, I was like, you got to be that guy to get aggressive here, especially late in the season. We've got to have another score. And he really took that into consideration yesterday. I mean, he started off hot, too, and he scored, I think, 13 yesterday. And today, I don't know what he finished with, but he definitely finished in the double-digit area.
Overall, I think you guys got to be pretty happy with the way you played. I mean, there were some turnovers, this was a fast-paced up-and-down game, so you kind of expect that.
Yep, it was a very up-and-down game. You know, losing two of our guys right now, we're still trying to figure out what we're kind of doing, losing some scoring, but we had a lot of help off the bench. We played, I think, all 11 kids there, or 10, and every kid went out there, ran up and down the floor. We made some careless mistakes, but that comes with it. But there in the third quarter, we put on that press, and they came together, and we ran the ball up the floor, scored against their zone a little bit, and luckily pulled away with it.
What else you got to say about this game?
Kids played extremely hard. They did play really hard. It was a kind of a weird game with, you know, the tempo. We sometimes slow it down. We sometimes speed it up. But this game, we told them, let's run. And we're, like Coach Bishop just said, he said brag on them because he had a call. But they played hard. Every kid that went in there played hard, tried doing what we needed to do, some careless mistakes, and we're going to correct them before Hudsonville. But the kids played their fourth game in 3 days just like every other team. You could tell that was a factor. But we're happy overall.
So what are you going to do now? Give them time off? I know you play right after New Year's Day, a Wednesday night game, a rare occurrence. But are you going to give them a little time off?
Yeah, we're going to give them Sunday and Monday off. But then I put on the calendar with the smiley face, practice New Year's morning, 8:30 to 10:30. So we'll get them there early, practice the day before Hudsonville. And we're hopefully can pick up another win, get back to 7-8, then battle Marshall the following Tuesday for a 500 record again. So we're hoping we can have a good week here.
All right, nice job by you guys, and nice to get out here with a W.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Blaze.
Blaze Kimmel, the Indian assistant coach, as the Indians pick up the victory here, again by a score of 55-39. We'll be back to wrap up this contest after we hear from this from Hoax Hair Studio.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here on the Hoax Hair Studio postgame report, I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson alongside Indians completing a 55-39 win over Chicago Julian. Time now for us to pick our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Bill, Connor O'Dell, man, he had quite a game. One of his best of the year. Got to be him, doesn't it?
And only choice for player of the game. Connor finished the game with 21 points. He had 3 3-point baskets. He had a couple of rebounds. He had some steals. He did not go to the foul line today. But, yeah, finished with 21 points. Got the Indians off to that good start. Hit those 2 3-pointers in the first half. One of them ignited a little bit of a mini run. No choice. He's got to be the player of the game. Good job, Connor O'Dell.
All right, Connor O'Dell, our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. By the way, Skylar Toole was our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game last night. I neglected to mention that, so congratulations to him for that honor, and also to Connor O'Dell, today's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Well, the Indians with a victory, 55-39. Again, as you heard Coach Kimmel say, some time off for the Indians before their next game. That'll be coming up on Wednesday, January the 2nd, right after the New Year's holiday. The Indians will play on the road to play a rare Wednesday night game at Hudsonville against the Tigers. Mike Ray will be on the air on that evening around 7:30, 8 o'clock from Hudsonville, the Indians, and the Hudsonville Tigers. That's our next action. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios. That's Bill Schrode. Bill, thanks for your good work. Glad you can make it up here.
Thank you, Steve. It was a good time. It's always fun to win.
Yeah, when I bring you along, the Indians win. See, I come up here by myself. They lose three in a row, so you can't stay away anymore.
Well, I'll do my best not to do that. Thank you.
All right. Again, the Indians win it here, 55-39. Again, thanks to you for listening. Final score again on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 55, Chicago Julian 39. Steve Anderson saying so long from Effingham County.